Hey everyone, I'm Thanos Davelis, and welcome back to The Greek Current, a podcast by the Hellenic American Leadership Council and Kathimerini, where we highlight the top stories of the day every afternoon with analysis from guest experts, policymakers, journalists, and HELC staff. The first of six German-designed submarines destined for Turkey is scheduled to join the Turkish fleet next year. Five other subs are on the way over the next few years in a deal worth about $4 billion. Meanwhile, after a year of heightened tensions in the Aegean and the Eastern Mediterranean as a result of Turkish provocations, Greece is warning that this deal comes at a dangerous time. It says it would shift the balance in the region in favor of Turkey. Prime Minister Mitsotakis and Foreign Minister Dendias have both stepped up diplomatic efforts to convince Germany to cancel the deal. Dr. Emmanuel Karayiannis joins The Greek Current to talk about this deal between Germany and Turkey and what it means for Greece and the Eastern Mediterranean. Dr. Karayiannis is an associate professor of international security at King's College London's Department of Defense Studies. Dr. Karayiannis, welcome to The Greek Current.
Hello, thank you for the invitation. This is an important development for regional security. Erdogan's Turkey is becoming increasingly assertive in pressing its claims in the Eastern Mediterranean. On the other hand, Greece, Cyprus, and Israel have formed a pro-Western axis of stability and cooperation in the Eastern Mediterranean. Unfortunately, there is plenty of evidence indicating that the region is entering a phase of even greater instability. Although many Western countries have imposed officially or unofficially an arms embargo against Turkey, the German government is still determined to support Ankara in its efforts to build blue water navy.
What can you tell us about this deal between Ankara and Berlin and about these submarines?
In the context of Greek-Turkish military confrontation, the use of submarines has a psychological dimension that cannot be ignored. The dispute over the limits of Greek exclusive economic zone has raised tensions. During peacetime, submarines can play a vital role in surveillance and information gathering. This is important given the fact that Greece plans to build other sea electricity interconnectors to Cyprus, Israel, and Egypt that will pass through disputed areas. In any case, the acquisition of these new submarines will reshape the naval balance between Greece and Turkey. Greece has already four diesel electric submarines, the Papanikolaou class submarines, which are an essential part of Greek deterrent capabilities. During the military standoff with Turkey last summer, Greek submarines remained undetected and offered a considerable military advantage. Now, Turkey wants the new submarines to offset Greek superiority and even to shift the naval balance in its favor. There are even some reports that Turkish submarines might be equipped with medium-range missiles, which could attack anti-submarine helicopters. So, practically speaking, this is one of the most important developments in the region.
Greece has made it clear that it wants Germany to stop the sale, and Foreign Minister Nikos Dendias and Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis have raised the issue with their partners. Greece has also asked the EU last month to impose an arms embargo on Turkey, but Germany, Spain, and Italy rejected the request. Can you talk about the Greek diplomatic efforts underway to prevent this sale?
Indeed, the Greek government has repeatedly discussed the issue with German politicians without any success. Athens is unlikely to stop the sale, but in the meantime, it has managed to find new allies. For example, the Green Party of Germany has officially requested from the German government to stop the sale. If the Greens join the next coalition government in fall 2021, following the general election, Athens might see its hopes of stopping or even delaying the sale of submarines come true. Other than that, I don't think Athens can do anything else at the moment to prevent the sale.
It seems, as you've pointed out, Dr. Karayiannis, that Greek concerns have fallen largely on deaf ears in Germany. Why is Germany insistent on moving forward with a specific deal with Turkey? Is this solely about, you know, the $4 billion?
You know, from the German point of view, this is only about honoring a contract signed in 2009 with the Turkish government. In other words, Berlin claims that it cannot afford to look unreliable as a supplier. However, it seems that geopolitical considerations do play a role. Many analysts will claim that Germany is a historic ally of Turkey, not to mention that millions of German citizens are of Turkish origin. I believe that Berlin wants Turkey to remain a strong military power in the Eastern Mediterranean because Turkey must counterbalance increased Russian naval presence in the region. And the best way to achieve that is to sell advanced German submarines to Turkey. So, in other words, the German decision has to do more with Russia rather than Greece.
You mentioned that Germany's considerations are to counterbalance Russia in the region. But Turkey has already purchased Russian S-400 missiles that are incompatible with NATO systems and has found ways to work with Russia in other areas. Isn't this line of thinking in Berlin inconsistent with what we're seeing play out?
You know, there are many people in Europe and the US that believe that Turkey one day will join another Western alliance. And many people do believe that it's a possibility one day Turkey to exit the NATO alliance. So that means that many Western policymakers have tried really hard to convince Turkey that it's in its interest to remain part of the West. The sale of S-400 Russian anti-ballistic missiles to Turkey, I believe, it was taken the West by surprise. I don't think that most Western governments really expected Turkey to do something like that. But from their point of view, that was an indication of what comes next. So that means that as we speak, there is something like, let's call it competition between the West and Russia over Turkey. And that means, practically speaking, that Germany will try its best to stop Turkey from exiting NATO. And if that means that they will have to sell their best weapon systems to Turkey, then let it be. So, you know, this is a hypothesis that some people nowadays will claim that, you know, there is some truth in it.
There are other EU countries as well, like Spain and Italy, who are opposed to an embargo on arms sales to Turkey. What's the broader view within the European Union when it comes to Greece's request here?
There are different views. Some countries like France and Slovenia tend to be more sympathetic to the Greek concerns. Others are less sympathetic for various reasons, including commercial interests. So there is no unified approach to the issue. However, Athens still expects the EU countries to support a fellow member state that currently feels threatened by Turkey's revisionist policies. So we have countries that try to promote self-interest and some countries that they claim that the EU must find a way to show solidarity vis-a-vis a country like Greece that currently is facing Turkey's revisionist policies.
Following the tensions of last year, Greece made a commitment to spend in order to upgrade its armed forces. So far, it has purchased Rafale jets from France and is examining bids to upgrade its naval forces as well, particularly through the purchase of new frigates. Are there any steps Greece is taking to bolster its capabilities in the field of anti-submarine warfare in light of this sale from Germany to Turkey?
Currently, the Greek Navy has 11 S-70B Seahawks, which carry anti-ship missiles. However, these anti-submarine helicopters are not advanced enough to face the new German submarines that Turkey will soon obtain. In 2019, the Greek Navy ordered 7 MH-60 Romeo helicopters, which are often described as the best anti-submarine helicopter in the world. If everything goes as planned, the Aegean Sea, with its deep waters, might soon witness a cat-and-mouse game between the most advanced conventional submarines and the best anti-submarine helicopters in the world.
Dr. Karagiannis, thanks for joining us on The Greek Current. It was great speaking with you.
Thank you for having me.
In other news, healthcare workers in Greece will be suspended if they refuse to get vaccinated under a new mandatory policy announced Monday by the country's prime minister. Additionally, starting on Friday and until the end of August, all indoor commercial areas, including bars, cinemas, and theaters, will only be available for the vaccinated. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said in a televised address that after a year and a half, no one can claim ignorance about the coronavirus anymore. He added that Greece will not shut down again as a result of attitudes adopted by certain people. The new restrictions will apply nationwide, including the Greek islands and other key tourism destinations. Finally, the Taliban on Monday reiterated its demand that Turkey's military forces leave Afghanistan along with NATO and U.S. forces departing the country this summer. The Taliban said Turkish forces would be considered an occupying force and the group would act against them if they do not withdraw. The statement comes as U.S. and Turkish officials are actively discussing Turkey's proposal to leave troops in Afghanistan to secure Kabul's international airport. Turkish President Erdogan said Friday he had agreed with the United States on the scope of how to secure Kabul airport. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said on Monday that the United States is still in discussions with the Turks on what security at the airport is going to look like. That wraps up today's episode of The Greek Current. Thanks for tuning in.